aviation's infrastructure gets a D for congestion and delays. 2013 proclaimed the year of general aviation in the Aloha State, and Boeing to hold its battery fix to a higher standard. This is Aero News for Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In its annual report on the nation's infrastructure, the American Society of Civil Engineers gives aviation infrastructure a grade of D. The report says that the FAA estimates that the national cost of airport congestion and delays was almost $22 billion in 2012. If current federal funding levels are maintained, the FAA anticipates that the cost of congestion and delays to the economy will rise from $34 billion in 2020 to $63 billion by 2040. And it doesn't get any better. The report shows more than $80 billion in needed airport improvements with current funding level shortfalls of $2-plus billion per year. Add in the funding needed for next-gen, and the shortfall rises to over $4 billion per year. Among ways to help close that shortfall suggested by the ASCE are to select a dedicated funding source for implementation of next-gen, such as the existing aviation fuel tax. Avoid any new fees that would compromise the use of the system or public safety. Increase or eliminate the cap on the passenger facilities charges that allow airports the flexibility to invest in their own facilities, and manage the airport and airway trust fund so as to maximize investment in the nation's aviation infrastructure and preclude its being used to pay for passenger screening or related security cost. The Airports Council International North America supports positions championed by the organization. ACINA Chairman David N. Edwards Jr. said, quote, "This report underscores the need for significant changes in the way that airport infrastructure is funded to accelerate efforts to modernize aging infrastructure and to improve the nation's air traffic control system with NextGen. Both are needed to position U.S. airports to better compete in a global marketplace." End quote. National aviation organizations are praising Hawaii's Governor Neil Abercrombie for declaring 2013 the, quote, "year of general aviation," end quote. In Hawaii, general aviation contributes more than $412 million into the economy every year, and aviation supports more than 58,000 jobs. Across the country, general aviation has an economic impact of $150 billion annually and supports some 1.2 million jobs. Among the comments of support were these comments by Ed Bolin, president and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association, said, quote, "Business aviation keeps Hawaii connected and expands the economic opportunities of its residents," end quote. Selena Shilad, the executive director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America, said, quote, "Throughout the state, general aviation serves as a vital resource for business and tourism, as well as public safety," end quote. Tom Hendricks, president and CEO of the National Air Transportation Association, said, quote, "In Hawaii and across the country, general aviation provides essential services such as business development, emergency response, and natural disaster relief," end quote. And finally, Henry O. Grudzinski, the president of the National Association of State Aviation Officials, said, quote, "Hawaii's system of small airports is an excellent example of the value of general aviation in parts of the country where transportation options are limited. We thank Governor Abercrombie and Aviation Director Ford Fujigami for their work in drawing attention to this critical public resource," end quote. Boeing says that it will use the stringent Radio Technical Commission for Aeronautics standards to test its redesigned lithium-ion battery systems, even though they're not required by the FAA. Boeing helped to develop and publish the standards in 2008, but the FAA did not require that the Dreamliner's batteries meet those standards in the initial certification of the Dreamliner. The FAA had established the standards for the 787's batteries some 5 months before the RTCA guidelines were published. Reuters reports that Boeing said last week that it would use the more stringent standards as they work toward lifting the grounding of the entire fleet of Dreamliners. Former NTSB member John Goglia told the news service that moving to the RTCA standard now is, quote, "an admission they didn't do a good job in the beginning," end quote. He said that it will be at least mentioned in the NTSB's final report. The FAA adopted the standard in 2011. Boeing is co-chair of the RTCA's battery committee, which also counts representatives of GS Yuasa and Thales among its members. The nonprofit group was formed in 1935, and its recommendations are often used by the FAA in setting standards for certification. EASA has certified the two newest members of the Falcon family of business jets, the 2000S and the 2000LXS. Approval from the FAA is expected to follow shortly. Unveiled in May of 2011, the Falcon 2000S is the new entry-level jet in the Falcon family, equipped with a full slate of standard features, including upgraded EZ2 avionics, Falcon Cabin HD Plus entertainment system, and a brand new fixed configuration cabin designed by the BMW Group Design Works USA. The Falcon 2000S brings large cabin comfort to the super midsize segment. The Falcon 2000LXS will replace the 2000LX by the end of this year. EASA simultaneously approved the use of Dassault's proprietary award-winning EZ2 avionics suite on the Falcon 2000 Easy aircraft series. All in-service versions of the Falcon 2000 equipped with Easy cockpits, that includes the EX, DX, and LX, will eventually receive the EZ2 upgrade once corresponding service bulletins are approved. Among the new options and enhancements offered by EZ2 are a synthetic vision system, improved display symbology, XM weather, flight management system improvements, dual Jeppesen charts, a runway awareness and advisory system, ADS-B out, and more. When Aero News continues, the F-35 enters operational testing, a local FAA controller under the microscope, and the skies over Atlantic City will not be quite so golden.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The F-35 Lightning II at California's Edwards Air Force Base entered a new phase of testing with the arrival of the first two operational test aircraft on March the 6th. Team members from the 53rd Wing's 31st Test and Evaluation Squadron, a tenant unit at Edwards, will determine how to best tactically operate the F-35A conventional takeoff and landing variant of the 5th generation fighter. The 42nd Test and Evaluation Squadron at Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada, also received F-35As and will take part in the operational test. With the F-35A slated to replace the A-10 and F-16, pilots selected for F-35 operational testing and evaluation were handpicked from among the best in the Air Force and bring a wide variety of expertise to the program, including those serving with A-10s, the F-15, and the F-16. The test commander, Major Matthew Bell, said, quote, "We did that intentionally. The F-35 is designed to replace different legacy aircraft throughout the fleet, so we pulled together as much experience from different mission sets as we possibly could. We're not necessarily trying to make this jet operate exactly like an F-16, F-15, or an A-10. We're trying to figure out how to make an F-35 operate tactically," end quote. The FAA is looking into accusations that an air traffic controller, whom they've not yet identified, was unresponsive twice while on the job. During one of those incidents, which occurred earlier this month, two other employees said they saw the controller sleeping while he was assigned to the tower at West Virginia's Yeager Airport. The Associated Press reports that the FAA recommends that the controller be fired. In January, a Health Net helicopter trying to land at a local hospital was unable to contact the tower for clearance to land. The pilot reportedly made a straight-in approach without clearance to get the patient to Charleston Area Medical Center's General Hospital. A Health Net representative told the Charleston Daily Mail that the pilot tried to contact the tower multiple times before landing without clearance. On March 2nd, the controller was reportedly observed sleeping while he was on duty. That allegation was made by two individuals. Clinton Burley, president and CEO for HealthNet, said that at no time during the January incident was the air crew or the patient in any danger. The controller has been taken off duty while the incidents are being investigated. For the first time in a decade, the Atlantic City Air Show will go forward without a U.S. military act on its schedule. Another victim of sequestration, the Army's Golden Knights parachute team told the organizers of the New Jersey event that they would be unable to perform at the air show in June. But the Golden Knights cancellation does not mean that the entire event will be scrapped. The press of Atlantic City reports that it will be the first time since the air show was revived a decade ago that it will not include some kind of military presence. But Joe Kelly, president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber, said there was always a quote-unquote what-if plan in place. The show's organizers are in the process of identifying other commercial acts to round out the schedule. Of course, getting more commercial performers will mean that they'll be seeking more donations from local businesses to cover the cost of the event, which normally runs about $1 million. The air show was moved this year from its traditional August date to a Wednesday in June as a way to kick off the summer season in Atlantic City. So while those in Washington continue to let egos and partisanship rather than common sense rule their budget discussions, we may never really know the real cost of these military demo team cancellations. Who knows how many in a given air show audience might take a different path in their life simply because of missing the inspiration that such performances can generate. Although it was 40-plus years ago when I was a Cub TV reporter, I had the opportunity to fly, not jump, mind you, just fly, with the Golden Knights, and it was an experience I'll never forget. Ask me to tell you sometime the story about that pre-flight emergency briefing. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.